Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our fourth episode here of Fitness with Feldman. I'm Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And today I have Joe Detz with me. Joe's the manager of Gold's Gym in LaGrange. And what I really wanted to have him on today was because I wanted to talk about and follow up our last episode last week where we talked about the high dropout rate of youth sports, especially when kids hit the age of 13. And Joe's oldest daughter is getting to that age of 13 right now, and so I wanted to get his opinion on this, but also the opinion from a coaching standpoint. Joe coaches a bunch of different youth sports, and I wanted to continue this conversation because I think it's an important one for us to have. So, Joe, welcome. Give everyone a little background on yourself.
Well, thank you, Justin. First of all, thanks for having me. Again, I'm Joe from Gold's Gym LaGrange. I graduated from Coastal Carolina. I was hoping to play.
How are they doing that World Series baseball there, College World Series?
Now we still got one left. It's double elimination.
Okay.
So we'll talk tomorrow morning about that. That's tonight. So I had a love of all sports growing up. My father was a baseball coach and a basketball coach at the high school level. So I was kind of ingrained in sports right from the beginning. And now I'm trying to instill that love of sports and activity into my kids. I do have three kids, one hitting the age of 13, which Justin mentioned. And as we know, that is that age where most kids in sports start to drop out or slowly wean out. My other two happen to be 11 and 8 years old. I coach them in 90% of all the sports that they participate in. The 10% I don't is now the 13-year-old is playing modified or school sports.
Now, do you find with her friends at 13 age, do you see this trend actually occurring? People dropping out?
No, absolutely. I mean, I've seen it because I've with my daughter, I've grown up with her friends. And I've seen the volume, the numbers of kids that start with T-ball. And by the time they start to get slightly competitive, you see those numbers dwindle. And it happens in not just one sport, it's every sport. I see it in basketball, and I see it in every sport.
Now, last week, the article I was referencing in last week, I was pretty interested. I've always taken the tune that this high dropout rate comes from kids specializing in one sport and just picking one sport and sticking with it, and that I look at that from an injury standpoint and just not developing an athlete and starting to get these specialized kids and that leading to dropout. What do you find in the real world is leading to dropout like that? What do you see the cause of that dropout?
I think injury definitely is one of the key factors, but I think that really doesn't happen to that even older than that 13. It's that 13 to 15 because as we all know and as we all went through, we go outside and have a catch for 3 hours and our arm would never be a problem. If you and I try to do that now, I guarantee your arm would fall off.
That's good for business for us. We like
yes.
that.
And us as well. So, yes. But the good news is, I mean, a lot of sports have seen that coming, especially Little League. Little League now has a maximum number of pitches that you're allowed to pitch per day and day breaks in between, which is a great stepping stone. The fact I just read today, Dr. Andrews, before 2004, did zero Tommy John surgeries for kids under the age of 15. Since that, I believe the number's in the 70s.
Yeah, I've seen some things from him, and that number is just staggering, how many kids are having that Tommy John surgery. Now, from a coaching standpoint, mm-hmm. What do you do to try and encourage kids to do multiple sports and to become better athletes? Because I know sometimes you hear from kids that they're almost afraid to do another sport. Or I had a 14-year-old girl in here today who is a soccer player, and she's afraid to play basketball because she's afraid she'll get hurt and won't be able to play soccer. What do you do to try and encourage them and show them that it's a better thing for them?
I think it all starts with the parents. That parents and those coaches that do believe in sports-specific training in that sport only, I think that's really where it starts. Let's be honest, at a young age from 13 to 15, you are not physically afraid of anything. So that has to be put in your head from somewhere. I guarantee it's a coach. It's a coach of her soccer team that is afraid that he's going to lose out on his wins and losses depending on her playing another sport. But you're damaging the athlete and the student by limiting them, in my opinion.
Now, I've always been interested, and I don't really know. I know from a rowing background, I have a background in coaching rowing, and in order to be a rowing coach, there's a lot of different requirements from U.S. Rowing as far as training you need to have. I don't really know what goes on in other sports. What kind of background do you need to have in coaching, or can it be as simple as the last guy to say no gets stuck being the kid's coach on the team?
Unfortunately, that is still that is part of the case. It really depends on the level of play. To be honest, the way I look at it is I don't care about X's and O's as a coach, because the way I look at it is a lot of the athletes I will see for more hours during the week than their actual parents will. So I almost take it as I know it's a little overstating it, but I see myself more as mentoring these kids than coaching, because we're teaching life experiences through sports, and I think too many times that's downplayed.
Makes sense. One of the things I was thinking of was, as I was reading through the article and the high amount of kids that are dropping out of sports, was that I always felt like from being involved in sports and being active in them, I felt like the best thing I got out of it was a time management skill, because I had no choice. I had to get my homework done. I had to get stuff done. I had practice. I had other things going on. I couldn't procrastinate, play video games, and do whatever. And that was the big thing that I took out of reading that article that was a little concerning, is you start to take that away from these kids and you lose that. One thing that the article mentioned and that I was kind of interested to see your opinion on was this idea that there's no recreational sports for kids. You're either the best and you're playing on these travel teams that go all over and it's this huge commitment, or there's nothing for you. What's going on with that, and how are people trying to combat that and handle that?
I wish that wasn't the case, but you're 100% correct. I see it unfortunately at every age level. I just got back from AAU girls basketball tournament where these girls are 8 years old. It's got to be tough on the parents as well. Their parents are pushing them. They're hoping every parent wants to relive their youth through their child. They want them to be better and everything. They're unfortunately pushing them in that right direction. And if you're not the best of the best and you've been so one sport specific for such a long time, what happens to that poor kid when they fail, when they don't make the team? And I feel so bad for these kids. That's why I want all these kids to play 4, 5, 6 different sports. Because, yes, I am the best in basketball. When I play baseball, maybe I'm middle of the road. What does that teach me? That teaches me teamwork. That teaches me how to be humble. For the recreation, yes, I think it is very difficult. I see it. Little League numbers are dropping drastically. They are coming back in the last few years, but the good thing is I've seen lacrosse jumping up all over the place, which it's tougher if you're a baseball enthusiast, because it's normally in that same season. But the way I look at it, if that's an extra training day to become like you mentioned before, not a specific player but an athlete.
Yeah, lacrosse is a great sport for that. Just the agility that they need and the running around, and that's a good thing. And you do see that picking up. As a rowing enthusiast, I feel the same way. Takes away from kids that row, and it's sometimes hard to field a team. There's limited kids, but you want to get everybody out there involved in as many things as possible. All right, well, we're approaching our 10-minute mark. Anything you want to add before we sign off here until next time?
Yeah, the one thing I would like to make sure that all the parents out there listening, please, look at it. Even if you're looking to your son or daughter to become a Division I player or whatever it is, you look at Urban Meyer, the coach of Ohio State. Of his last year's recruits, or 2 years ago, 42 of them were multi-sport athletes, and only 5 were one sport. So, and that's a top recruiting class. So it's a trickle-down theory.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Joe, for joining us. Thank you, everybody else, for listening. As always, you can subscribe through iTunes, through Google Play, or any of those other places that you find podcasts. And Find us at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance on Facebook. Join the conversation or give us some suggestions, other things you'd like to hear. And with that, I'm Dr. Justin Feldman. Thank you very much for listening.